अवकथामृतं तप्तजीवनं कविव्यरीदितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भूरिदाचना.
My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. Purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 31st chapter, verse number 9. Next Saturday, Sunday, as well as Monday, we will be celebrating the appearance day of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gaura Purnima. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world as the essence of all incarnations of Godhead, to distribute the supreme nectar of pure love of Krishna to the hearts of all living beings. And we should know that just as the deity of Krishna or the deity of Lord Gauranga is absolutely non-different than the Lord himself, similarly, the name Gauranga, the names Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, are absolutely non-different than Radha and Krishna. In the same way, on these particular days of Vaishnava holiday, that day is non-different than the Lord. On Gaura Purnima, on Janamastami, Radhastami, Nityananda Trayodasi, Vamana Dwadasi, Varaha Dwadasi, Narasingha Chaturdasi, Ram Navami. On these special days, we should know that the day itself is non-different than that personality, that divine personality, who is commemorated by that day. So this coming Sunday is Gaura Purnima. It is the day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, any spiritual activity that is performed on such an auspicious day will be intimately reciprocated with by the Lord. In the Puranic literatures, there's a description of how Prahlad in a previous birth. He became attached to an unchaste woman, and due to utter frustration, he went into the jungles. He was hoping she would come there. And while in the jungles, he happened to come across a very, very ancient abandoned temple. And he began to clean the temple, in case this woman may come to meet him there. And it happened to be a temple of Lord Narasimhadev. And that day happened to be Narasimha Chaturdasi. Because he performed such an activity in the service of the Lord on the very auspicious day of the appearance of that Lord. The Puranas explain in his next birth he became Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj ki! Of course, we should understand that that's not the only reason. Prahlad is actually a Nitya Siddha, a Paramhamsa who is descended from the spiritual world, no doubt. But still, this pastime was enacted just to show the power and the potency of these holy days. And what type of inconceivable benefits are granted to one who renders devotional service on these days. So how to approach Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to receive his causeless infinite mercy? Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Paridayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tveshe Namaha. Srila Rupa Goswami, on his second meeting with Lord Chaitanya at Prayag, the modern-day Allahabad, upon seeing the Lord with thousands and thousands of people all gathered around him with their arms raised, chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Rupa Goswami could see that all classes of men, women, children, from all castes, from all various categories of society, without discrimination, they were all intoxicated with love of God as they were receiving the supreme mercy of Lord Gauranga, chanting his holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.
At that time, simply intoxicated by this unprecedented manifestation of mercy, Rupa Goswami, from the core of his heart, expressed his appreciation with this verse. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tveshe Namaha. That Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the most munificent and merciful of all incarnations of God, because he is giving what no other incarnation has ever given. Not liberation, not love for those who surrender, but he's giving pure love of Krishna to anyone and everyone without discrimination. The only qualification is to accept it. And how to accept it? How to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The Lord has revealed this great secret through the lives of his devotees. Today, I would like to discuss one such devotee, who is an illustrious example of how every one of us should aspire to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to receive his love. There was a king of the name Prataparudra. And he was disciple of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In times of civilized human society, every leader would have a spiritual master. A father or a husband is not really qualified to be a father or husband unless he's following a proper spiritual master. Pitana sasyaj jananina sasyat. Because the duty of a father or a husband is to teach by example and by words the rest of the family how to never take birth again in this material world, but how to attain the supreme destination. And similarly, one has no right to be a proper teacher or a king. In fact, one has no right to take any leadership position within society unless one is guided by a proper spiritual master. So King Prataparudra, he was a very humble servant of his guru, although he was a very powerful, in fact, an undefeatable king. The Nawab Husain Shah, the Mughal conqueror, who completely subjugated the entire province of Bengal. He attacked Orissa with all of his armies and forces, and he was totally defeated by Maharaj Prataparudra. Such a king, and such a saintly person. Anyways, when his Gurudev Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was converted by Lord Chaitanya, he told King Prataparudra the truth that Lord Chaitanya was none different than Krishna. So Maharaj Prataparudra, upon hearing this, he was in his kingdom of Katak, and he sent a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that, please make my life successful by granting me an interview with the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he approached Lord Chaitanya. He said, I have a request to make of you. Please hear it. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, you are welcome to give any request, and I will either accept it or reject it. He said, there is a great king, and he's a very wonderful devotee. In fact, he wants to surrender his life to you. He is requesting to have your darshan just once. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was Krishna himself, he was playing the role of a devotee to teach how a devotee should behave. And he was a sannyasi, and he wanted to establish the principle that sannyasis cannot deviate from the high principles of Vaishnav conduct, and that no sannyasi has the right to justify such deviations. In those days especially, it was very strict what society expected of a sannyasi. He said, for a sannyasi to intimately associate with people who are too much materialistic will only bring ruination. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajano mukasya paramparam jigamasor bhavathagarasya. He said that for one who is desiring to cross over the ocean of material existence and attain the lotus feet of Krishna, to associate with people who are too much attached to material pleasures and sex life is more deadly than drinking poison willingly. You are asking this of me, but do you not know that if a sannyasi intimately associates with too much materialistic people, it is like black ink on a white sheet. And it will cause the ruination of principles within society, pure principles. He said, I refuse this request, and if you ask again, I will leave this place. Rio! So when King Prataparudra heard this news, he became very much sad. And he sent another letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in which it said that if I cannot serve the Lord and achieve His mercy, then my whole life has no value at all. In fact, without the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, my family, my kingdom, all of my wealth and riches are nothing but a useless burden. It's like a dreary void. Therefore, if it is required, I will give up my family, I will give up my kingdom, give up my throne, my palace, and all of my riches, influence, and power, and I will take to the profession of a beggar living in the streets. And I make this vow. If this is what it entails to get the mercy of the Lord, I am willing to do it. In fact, I am determined. Srila Prabhupada calls this dhritavrata, a firm vow of determination. And this is what is determined. This is what is required to approach the Lord properly. Bhogaishvaya prasaktanam thaya parita chetasam vyavashayatmakabudhir samadho navadiyate. One who is too much attached to material enjoyment and sense enjoyment cannot approach the Lord, cannot understand what is real devotional service. One who has to have great determination. And what is the nature of that determination? That you are willing to pay any price for Krishna's mercy. There is nothing so dear to us that will come between us and the mercy of Krishna. When you have that determination, when you have that desire, that is when the Lord makes all arrangements for your liberation. So when Sarvabhauma received this message that the king was determined to leave everything and become a beggar, he was struck with wonder. And he showed it to the other devotees. And they were so much happy and amazed to see the nature of devotion of this king. How does that compare to us? We are not kings. We are not living in palaces. We may have a little flat. And our family members usually don't even cooperate with us. And what kind of power and control do we have over society? King Prataparudra had a family of totally obedient, loving members. Plus he had completely control over the government. We're being harassed by taxes. Our business sometimes up, sometimes down. We're just struggling for existence. And yet we're so attached to this existence that for the sake of enjoying this, we don't have time for Krishna consciousness. Are you willing to live on the street as a beggar if that's what is required to get Krishna's mercy? If you are, I'm not saying you have to do it, but you should be willing to do it. That is the price. It is not cheap. It is not that you just chant a mantra and you become pure. You have to understand what is the determination in which to chant the mantra. So, the devotees, they all decided that we will all approach Lord Chaitanya. And we will somehow or other try to convince him. And when they went before Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, they actually became afraid to speak. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu looked at them and said, I can understand you've come to say something. Why are you not saying anything? Speak. And Nityananda Prabhu, he replied that Maharaj Prataparudra, he's a great devotee and a wonderful king. And he wants to receive your darshan. Lord Chaitanya said, you know what the regulations are that I live by. But ultimately, I am the servant of these of all of you devotees. Whatever you decide, I must do. So what Nityananda Prabhu decided is, why don't you just give one piece of old cloth to Maharaj Prataparudra? That will pacify him for the time being. So they brought him a piece of cloth that was worn by the Lord, and he became so happy. Maharaj Prataparudra saw that this piece of cloth is not different than the Lord because it is his prasad. And he put it on his altar and began to worship it. There is a verse in Padma Purana where Lord Shiva is explaining to Parvati that the supreme most good fortune for all living beings is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. They are the highest. But even more fortunate than the devotees of Vishnu are those who worship those things which are connected to Vishnu. That means the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas, and the remnants of Vishnu, the spiritual master, and the Vaishnavas. One who worships those things is actually in the most fortunate position. And then Lord Chaitanya, shortly after this, he told the devotees that you please bring Maharaj Prataparudra's son to me. Because after all, the father lives through the son. The son is considered to be an extension of the body of the father. So they brought the son in to see Lord Chaitanya, and the son happened to have a beautiful blackish complexion and wonderful elongated lotus eyes, and he happened to be dressed in yellow silk. And when Lord Chaitanya saw him, he remembered Krishna, Shyam Sundar, and Mahaprabhu became so much immersed in ecstasy of love of God, remembering Krishna, that he said to the child that because you are reminding me of Krishna, you are very, very dear to me. And Lord Chaitanya got up and embraced the child. And as he embraced him, he invested within this child pure love of Krishna, prema bhakti. And the child began to tremble, and his eyes became filled with tears. All the transformations of love of God became manifest upon him. The devotees were struck with wonder. Ramananda Rai met Lord Chaitanya on the banks of the Godavari in South India, a place called Vidyanagar. And Lord Chaitanya instructed him to leave his government post under Maharaj Prataparudra to live with him in Puri. When Ramananda Rai came He told Lord Chaitanya that when I asked Maharaj Prataparudra whether I can get leave from government service, he was actually governor, very high position, to be with you in Puri. At that time, King Prataparudra, he became so happy. He just jumped up from his throne and he said, "You are being invited to live with Lord Chaitanya? You are so fortunate. I am so sinful. I am so wretched. He will not even grant me any interview. He will not even look at me. But if you are receiving this mercy, you go. I will give you full pension, full pay. You resign forever and you go and serve the Lord." Ramananda Rai told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this Prataparudra Maharaj, "I wish I had even a drop of such love and devotion that he has for you." And Lord Chaitanya replied, "Because Maharaj Prataparudra loves you, Ramananda Rai. Because he loves such a devotee like you, that it is absolutely certain that Krishna will accept him." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite so many wonderful slokas to prove this point. Mad bhakta puja vidika. The sloka in which Krishna tells Arjuna that those who love my devotee and worship my devotee are more dear to me than those who worship me. You should know, if somehow or other you have the good fortune of developing love for a devotee, then you will certainly be accepted by Krishna. In fact, Krishna will accept you more intimately than if you try to love him directly. It was actually Ramananda Rai that brought King Prataparudra's son to Lord Chaitanya. And after the Lord embraced him, that very son, from that day on, became one of the most confidential, intimate associates of the Lord, and he would come and see the Lord every day. And Ramananda Rai brought the prince back to Maharaj Prataparudra, and he told him what had happened. And Maharaj Prataparudra was so happy that my son has received the mercy that even I cannot achieve. This is the nature of a loving father. He was not envious. He was happy. Every father, every mother, their great desire in life is that their children can achieve greater spiritual achievements than themselves. So Maharaj Prataparudra went to embrace his son. But because the son had just been embraced by Lord Gauranga, when he embraced his son, he achieved the same ecstatic love as if he embraced the Lord directly. Gaura Premanandi! Gaura Premanandi! This means all glories to the ecstasy of the love of Gauranga. Gaura Premanandi! This is the idea of disciplic succession. Like electrical current, when the Lord infuses his mercy into someone, when we come in contact with that person, we receive that mercy. Evam parampara praptam idam rajashaya. So somehow or other, we should know the greatest fortune and the greatest achievement in this entire existence is to somehow or other have the association and the contact with those devotees who has received the mercy of the Lord. Because that is the way in which the Lord's mercy is attainable. Sometime later, all the devotees from all different parts of Bengal and Orissa, they came to Jagannath Puri in order to celebrate Ratha Yatra with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at the beginning of the Ratha Yatra, a special class of men called Shabaras, they take the deity of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, and take these very large deities and they lift them from one big pillow to another and bring them to the cart, to the rat. And Lord Sri Chaitanya, King Prataparudra, although he was not allowed to directly come in the association of the Lord, he was always anxious to serve the Lord from behind the scenes and serve his devotees. So he arranged so that Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates can be right there to see this beautiful ceremony of the carrying of Jagannath. And after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu witnessed the beautiful form of Jagannath on his cart, just before the procession, Maharaj Prataparudra appeared with a broom with a golden handle. And in the most humble and genuinely devoted spirit, he began to sweep the street with great care and attention. The king became a street sweeper in order to express the innermost nature of his heart, which was that he was only the menial servant of the Lord. Whatever position we have in this world, we should know that our constitutional nature is only to be the menial servant of the Lord. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king so humbly sweeping the street before Jagannath, at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart became very soft with love for the king. And it is through the process of softening the Lord's heart that we make ourselves candidates for his mercy. It is not by performing any amount of tapasya. It is not by learning all the Vedic scriptures. And it is not by becoming very thoroughly accomplished in whatever occupation or profession we may be performing that we can receive the mercy of the Lord. It is only by softening the heart of the Lord, and that is only accomplished through humility and the willingness for menial service to the Lord and his devotees. This is the eternal truth. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Maharaj Prataparudra humbly, menially sweeping the street, at that time he decided, he will receive my supreme mercy. I will fulfill all of his desires. And then the Ratha Yatra began. It's a beautiful story. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his devotees into 7 kirtan groups, each one with a lead singer and a lead dancer, and so many karatals and mridangas. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, in order to satisfy all the 7 sankirtan groups, he expanded himself into 7 forms. And each group was thinking that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he's chosen to be with us for so long time. Out of all the other Sankirtan groups, he has chosen to dance with us. just as Krishna. He was dancing in such a way during the Rasleela that every gopi was thinking that he is only with me. So all of the devotees were thinking that Lord Chaitanya, he's only in our group. There were only a small few people that could understand that he was actually in all seven groups simultaneously. He expanded himself. And one of those persons was Maharaj Prataparudra. Because he received the special mercy of the Lord by sweeping the street, he was able to see what practically no other devotee could see, that the Lord was simultaneously dancing for the satisfaction of all the devotees. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing so beautifully, so wonderfully, Maharaj Prataparudra, actually, at one time during the kirtan, Mahaprabhu, he was dancing so beautifully, but there were so many crowds that the devotees were holding their hands together to make a circle so that the crowds would not interfere with his dancing. And then there was a second circle around the first circle, and there was a third circle around that. And in that third circle was Maharaj Prataparudra with his personal assistants, Hari Chandan. And as Maharaj Prataparudra was seeing the beautiful, beautiful dancing of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was considering himself to be the most fortunate. We should know that when Sri Gaurasundara danced, every movement of every limb of his body was the purest and highest expression of divine love. And the beauty of every limb as it was dancing was the manifestation of the beauty of Radharani's love for Krishna. Therefore, we can understand that in the entire history of creation, there has never been any manifestation of beauty that can compare to the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the kirtan of the chanting of the holy names.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And as Lord Gaurasundara was dancing so gracefully, so beautifully, so ecstatically, Maharaj Prataparudra was drinking with his eyes the nectar of this beauty. And Srivas Thakur was standing just in front of him. And he was so engrossed in watching the Lord himself that he was standing right in front of the king. And Hari Chandana, the king's secretary, he gently pushed Srivas, trying to get his attention that you should not stand in front of the king. But Srivas was so engrossed in what he was seeing, he just was oblivious to these external circumstances. So Hari Chandana was again and again gently pushing Srivas. So finally Srivas, in transcendental love, turned around and slapped Hari Chandana. Nitai Gaur Premanandi! And Hari Chandana became very angry. Not for himself, but because this person was not obeying the word of the king. So he was just about to chastise Srivas. And at that time, Maharaj Prataparudra stopped him. He said, Hari Chandana, do not become angry. Be grateful. You are so fortunate. You have been touched by Srivas Thakur. How I wish, how I long, I could be so fortunate to be touched by such a great devotee of the Lord. during the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, first of all, we should know through this wonderful little story that we should be fortunate to receive any type of mercy from a Vaishnava. Vaishnava's mercy is Krishna's mercy. And if someone praises us or someone chastises us, if he is a Vaishnava or she is a Vaishnava, or even if they hit us, we should consider ourselves most fortunate that we have received the special attention of a great devotee of the Lord. In fact, we have received the mercy of Krishna. Because Maharaj Prataparudra was able to understand the nature of a Vaishnava's mercy and gratefully accept it in whatever way it came, this was another qualification for him to receive the Lord's special grace. We should never see a Vaishnava with material vision. We should understand that a Vaishnava who is properly following the principles of Krishna consciousness and sincerely dedicating himself to the service of Sri Guru and Gauranga, that person is actually the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. And any mercy we get from that person, we should be grateful for. Lord Chaitanya prayed, Ashlisya va padaradham panashtumam darshanam marmahatam karotu va yatatata taviratatu lampato mat prananatastu se evana paraha. That my Lord, if you want, you can treat me any way you like. You can embrace me. Or you can trample upon me. Or you can make me brokenhearted by neglecting me. You have any way to deal with me in any way you like, because I am your servant. And one who understands Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy and truth will see each sincere Vaishnava in the same light. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Maharaj Prataparudra loved the devotees and was a menial street sweeper, he wanted to give special mercy to the king during this dancing at Rath Yatra. But simultaneously, he wanted to teach a good lesson to the general public. At a time when Nityananda was so intoxicated with divine love, he was oblivious to the surroundings. And Govinda and Kashishwar and others were in a different part of the kirtan. At that time, while Lord Chaitanya was dancing, he fell down right in front of King Prataparudra. And there was nobody else to pick the Lord up. So the king, with great humility and gentle devotion, he began to lift Lord Chaitanya up. And then Lord Chaitanya came to his external senses, and he looked up and saw the king, and he said, "How abominable! I have been touched by a materialistic person." And then he went away. Nitai Gaur Premanandi! Internally, he was very pleased. He actually allowed the king to touch him. But simultaneously, he wanted to show to the world that a sannyasi should never allow himself to be in intimate touch with materialistic people. And although King Prataparudra was a great devotee, Lord Chaitanya himself said, he might be a great devotee, full of all devotional virtues, but the fact that the word king is attached to his name means that no one in the renounced order can come anywhere near him. Because king means all sorts of material involvements. So at one time during the Rath Yatra, there is a place on the road called Balagandhi. And that is the place where the Rath stops And everyone, without discrimination of who, they can all come and bring offerings to Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. And the cart is stopped there for sometimes many hours, as thousands, tens and thousands of people come to bring their offerings. Day, he entered into a garden. And all of his intimate associates also went into that garden, and they all lay down under different trees. And Lord Chaitanya was laying on the ground with his eyes closed in ecstatic love. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, they told King Prataparudra, "This is your chance to get the fulfillment of all of your desires. Take off your robes as a king and dress yourself like a Vaishnav mendicant. And recite the beautiful slokas of the Gopi Gita, the verses from the 31st chapter of the 10th canto, and you will give great pleasure to the Lord." So Maharaj Prataparudra disguised himself. And this is also very symbolic, that if we want to approach the Supreme Lord, we cannot come before him with any of our material designations. We cannot come before the Lord and say that I am a king, or I am an industrialist, or I am a doctor, or I am a lawyer, or I am a famous singer, or I'm a great architect. These are all temporary designations. We must present ourselves simply as humble Vaishnavas. As Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was speaking to us the other day, we must be Vaishnavas first, and every other designation must come later. We are not businessmen. We are not fathers or mothers. We are Vaishnavas first. And all of these other responsibilities we have, we must only see in reference to how it helps us to serve Krishna. I may be a father, but I'm a devotee first. Why? Jivera Swarupoi Krishna Nityatas. Your eternal nature is a servant of Krishna. The eternal nature of every soul is to be a Vaishnava. How long will you be a father? It's temporary. A few years ago, you weren't a father. You were a son. A few years ago, you weren't a mother. You were a daughter. And in a few years to come, your children will grow up, and your whole relationship as a mother or father will be completely different. You won't be giving them, you will be depending on them. And a few years after that, you will die. And if you don't go back to Godhead, then you become a baby. What species of life you're a baby is depending on what you do. You may be a baby cockroach. Or you may be a baby deer. Or a baby fish. Or a baby snake. But if you chant Hare Krishna and eat prasad, then you are guaranteed to be a baby human. And then, where is your position as a mother or a father? So these are all temporary designations. And similarly, now I'm a big industrialist, or I'm a doctor with all sorts of degrees, or I am a very notable government official. But after a few years, either everything's going to fall apart, to some economic collapse, or you're going to have to retire because you get old, then you're going to die. Then what? Sarvapadivaniramuktam tatparatvena niyamalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktaruchyate. We must become free from all of these temporary designations. And we must understand our eternal nature is we are Vaishnavas, we are devotees. And all of our other designations, according to the Varnashram system, we are supposed to perform our duties properly according to our particular designation, but always in the service of the Lord. Always keeping this identity first, this priority number one, that I am Krishna's devotee, that I am the servant of the servant of the servant. And when we come before the Lord, we should come as a devotee. So Maharaj Prataparuja was told, you approach the Lord in the dress of a Vaishnava. And he went into the garden, and there he saw Lord Chaitanya laying on the ground with eyes closed. And Maharaj Prataparudra, with great care and devotion, began to massage the Lord's feet and his legs, because his legs were dancing throughout the day. And then he began to recite the beautiful prayers of the gopis. This 31st chapter of the Bhagavatam is so beautiful. After Krishna met the gopis under the Bamsiba tree on the bank of Jamuna, he began to dance with the gopis after testing their determination. And then he disappeared from them. And after he disappeared, the gopis, they just went completely crazy in ecstatic love, looking for Krishna everywhere. And in that intense feeling of separation, they began to chant these beautiful prayers upon meeting the Lord. It is called the Gopi Gita. So as King Prataparudra began to chant these beautiful prayers, Lord Chaitanya, beginning with Jayati Te Dikam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased beyond limits. And again he said, go on reciting, go on reciting. And then Maharaj Prataparudra began to sing this particular verse. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmasapaham shravanamangalam srimadatatam bhuvigrinantiye bhuridajana. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became so happy that immediately he got up and embraced the king. And he said that you have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you. And after saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, along with King Prataparudra, again and again and again began to recite this verse, beginning, Tavakatamritam. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. After hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the king again and began to cry out, Burida burida bali kori alingana, inho nahi jani inho hoya kon jana. He said, Burida burida, that you are the most munificent welfare worker. And he embraced him again and again. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at this point appeared as if he did not even know who the king was. But he immediately bestowed his mercy upon the king. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he has written this beautiful verse, which is very dear to the hearts of all the Vaishnavas. E deka chetanyera kripa mahabala thara anusandan vina koroya sapala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. Edeka means, just see. Everyone, just see. Just see the power of the Lord's mercy. He didn't even consider who he was or who he was not. This is the power of the mercy of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explains that one should never think that any of our service is in vain. Any devotional service we render to the Lord or his devotees is recognized by the Lord within our heart. And the benefits are put into our spiritual account, and they are never lost. A student in Krishna consciousness must always strive in this way to receive the mercy of the Lord. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. What is the greatest service we can render to anyone? To remind them of Krishna. What is the greatest service we can render to the Vaishnavas? To act in such a way that we remind them of Krishna. Krishna says in Gita, Machchita madgata prahana bhodhyanta parasparam katayantaschamam nityam tushyanti charamanticha. The devotees, they are always enlivening and enlightening one another with conversations about me. This is what satsang means. This is what association of devotee really means. That we come together. We don't talk about the cricket matches. We do not talk about the daily newspaper. We do not talk about the latest politics. Tavakatam ritam. Tapta jivanam. We discuss the beautiful conversations of the Lord's words and the Lord's activities. We have seen sometimes the women come together and talk about their babies and talking about the latest styles of cosmetics or saris. You are so nice, this and that. And men come together to talk about politics and sporting and business. But the greatest service is to remind a person of Krishna, not to remind a person of his body, not to remind a person of his material connections, but to remind a person of Krishna by speaking the words of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. And ultimately, coming together in kirtan to chant the holy names of Krishna. Coming up this week is the day that celebrates Srila Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri was in his last days on what we call deathbed, two disciples approached him. One was Ramchandra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was in the ecstasies of such ecstatic love, he was feeling separation from Krishna, and he was chanting a beautiful verse where he was praying to Lord Krishna in the mood of the gopis after Krishna went to Mathura, that, "Oh Lord of Mathura, where are you? Why have you abandoned me? My heart is lonely without you." And Ramchandra Puri told his Gurudev that if you are feeling such separation from Krishna, not having Krishna, you should meditate on the impersonal Brahman. Now, of course, we know the impersonalists, they spend their entire lives trying to achieve some realization of the impersonal Brahman. But bhakti is so high and so sweet that a devotee can't even tolerate the thought of Krishna without his form and his flute. Cannot tolerate thinking of Krishna in any other way but standing on the right side of Srimati Radharani, pleasing his devotees in his personal form. So he told Ramchandra Puri, "Get out of here. I never want to see your wretched face again. Get out." Meanwhile, Ishwara Puri, while his Gurudev was in the same condition, with such humble service, he was cleaning with his own hands his Gurudev's urine and stool because his Guru could not get up from bed. He was so old. With such attention and care, he was rendering personal service. But above that, day and night, Ishwara Puri was narrating the beautiful pastimes of Krishna to his Gurudev. And because he was reminding his Guru of Krishna, Madhavendra Puri gave him the benediction that you will achieve the supreme mercy of Krishna. You will achieve pure love of Krishna. Your life is perfect. So we should know that there is no greater service we can render to anyone than reminding them of Krishna. And that is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated in this age of Kali Yuga Nagar Sankirtan. Because there are so many people who simply will not come to the temple of the Lord, who simply will not associate with devotees because they are so engrossed in material affairs. So what is the greatest service we can do for them? To go on the streets with mrdangas and karatals. Mrdangas and karatals wake people up. They bring notice. And along with the beautiful chiming of the karatals and beating of the mrdanga, the devotees are beautifully dancing with their arms raised, very loudly chanting,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And because Krishna is not different than his name, we are reminding them of Krishna. Hare. Sometimes they do not like to be reminded of Krishna. In fact, they hate to be reminded of Krishna. Because subconsciously you should understand that people who want to enjoy separate from Krishna, they are threatened by the name of Krishna. Because Krishna is the enjoyer. Krishna is the proprietor. Krishna is our only real friend and lover. But they want to be the friend. They want to be the lover. They want to be the proprietor and the enjoyer. How to remind such people of Krishna? Lord Chaitanya gave us this process. To go into the streets and somehow or other to induce everyone to hear the beautiful sound of the holy name. In order to begin our Gaur Purnima festival on Saturday evening, we will be inducing everyone in Bombay to hear the beautiful sound of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this way, each and every one of us have the opportunity of being Burida, Burida, the most munificent welfare workers. And we become very dear to the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally said to Maharaj Prataparudra, "Who are you?" Of course, the Lord knows everything. But for the sake of giving pleasure to his devotee, sometimes he appears to not know something. He says, "Who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Krishna." Raja kahe ami tomar dasera anudas britya britya kora e mora ash. The king replied, "My lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants." Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport, the greatest achievement for a devotee is to become a servant of the servants. Actually, no one should desire to become the direct servant of the Lord. That is not a very good idea. And it is being explained how Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered a benediction by Nrsingadev, Prahlad rejected all kinds of benedictions, but prayed to become the servant of the Lord. And when Dhruva Maharaj was offered a benediction by Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, who could supply him anything, Dhruva Maharaj could have asked for unlimited opulence, but he simply asked for the benediction of becoming the servant of the servant of the Lord. And when Kaulavecha Sridhar was offered any benediction by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada explains that he also prayed just to be allowed to remain a servant of the servant of the Lord. The conclusion is that being the servant of the servants of the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest benediction one can desire. Upon hearing these words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed his divine opulence to Maharaj Prataparudra. He revealed to him his eternal divine nature. And then the Lord made the king promise to not disclose what he has seen to anyone. Although within his heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening, but externally he did not disclose it, nor did he disclose that he knew that he was actually talking to Maharaj Prataparudra. Seeing the special mercy that the Lord gave to King Prataparudra, all the devotees began to praise the king's good fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. We should know that this is the characteristic of a Vaishnava. He is never envious if he sees another devotee receiving the mercy and the strength of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A real Vaishnava is very happy to see a person being elevated in devotional service. An ordinary human being, when he sees another person making progress or getting a special type of mercy that he has not personally achieved, becomes envious, wants to deride that devotee, to bring him down, to make some excuse to others. It's not really as it appears. The nature of envy is we cannot tolerate seeing someone receiving special mercy. We cannot tolerate seeing someone surpass ourselves. We want to at least be equal to or better than every other Vaishnava. Of course, sometimes when we come to Krishna consciousness, people who are already very senior, we know that they're way up there and we're like this. So we're developing on a lower platform. But someone who is our peer, or someone who comes after us, when we see that they're getting mercy that we have never gotten, or they're getting special attention, it's intolerable. What is this nonsense? I should be getting it. Why him? Why her? But a real devotee, when they see another Vaishnava getting special mercy, they become blissful. They become so overjoyed and happy to see that this person is getting the mercy of the Lord. And it has been explained that this is something that Krishna will very carefully watch attentively in each and every one of us. When he gives some special elevation or some special facility to another devotee, he's watching to see whether we're happy to see that person elevated or whether we're envious. If we become happy and praise that devotee from within and without, then the Lord will especially bless you. If somebody's getting something you're not getting and you praise that devotee blissfully for getting it, the Lord within your heart will give you special blessing. Even if he's neglecting you in giving all attention to another, if you praise that devotee and are blissful for his good fortune, you will get the special mercy of the Lord. And if you're envious or you criticize, then you will lose the opportunity. So all the Vaishnavas, when they saw Lord Chaitanya embracing Maharaj Prataparudra, revealing his divine opulences to him, and filling him with ecstatic love. It is explained that the devotees, they praised the king's good fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. Nitai Gaur Prayanandi! Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki! Gauranga! 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 And then Maharaj Prataparudra, after receiving the fulfillment of all of his heart's desires, very submissively, he offered prayers to all the devotees with folded hands, offering obeisances to all the Vaishnavas, and then he offered obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This week, as we are approaching Gaur Purnima, let us meditate on the characteristics of Maharaj Prataparudra. How we should approach the Lord. By one, showing love for his devotees. Two, having such a determined desire for Krishna consciousness that we're willing to give anything and everything we have for that. Three, that we're willing to accept the most menial position of being a servant, putting aside all of our temporary external designations, and being willing to just sweep the street before the Lord and his devotees. Four, being grateful for any mercy in whatever form it comes from Krishna or his beloved servants, the Vaishnavas. And five, pleasing the Lord by assisting his devotees in the most munificent welfare work for all living beings, which is to remind everyone of Krishna through the chanting of his holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And six, to identify ourselves as the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, and to have only one ambition in our life, and that is to be allowed to have the supreme fortune of always being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. If we meditate on these principles, when Gaur Purnima comes next Sunday, we will be in the proper state of mind to truly receive the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, for one who has that consciousness, every day is Gaur Purnima. Every day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear to you through his mercy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there a translation? Devamrita Prabhu, you can give 5 minute summary of what was said.
हरे कृष्ण। नोट्स तो नहीं लिए हैं, फिर भी थोड़ा प्रयास करेंगे कि आपको संक्षेप में बताएं कि महाराज ने आज प्रवचन में क्या बताया। महाराज प्रताप रुद्र की कथा बता रहे थे कि सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य को जब भगवान की कृपा प्राप्त हुई तो और उनको पता चल गया कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु साक्षात भगवान श्री कृष्ण हैं, तो उन्होंने ये बात को महाराज प्रताप रुद्र से कही और महाराज प्रताप रुद्र बहुत इच्छुक थे कि वो चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी की कृपा प्राप्त करें। जब ये बात चैतन्य महाप्रभु तक पहुंची तो उन्होंने ये इनकार किया, क्योंकि उन्होंने कहा कि जो व्यक्ति भोग प्रवृत्ति का है और जो ऐश्वर्य में जीवन अपना बिता रहा है, ऐसे व्यक्ति के साथ मैं संग नहीं कर सकता, क्योंकि ये संन्यास आश्रम के नियमों के खिलाफ है। तो ये जब महाराज प्रताप रुद्र ने सुना तो वो बहुत दुखी हो गए और भक्त लोग प्रार्थना कर रहे थे कि किसी न किसी तरह से महाराज प्रताप रुद्र को चैतन्य महाप्रभु के पास ले आएं। तो ये जब प्रयास चलता रहा तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु बहुत क्रोधित हो गए और कहने लगे कि और अगर आपने ये बात की तो मैं यहाँ से चले जाऊँगा। तो जब चैतन्य महाप्रभु दक्षिण भारत में गए थे तो उनकी मुलाकात रामानंद राय से हुई, जो कि वास्तव में भगवान के एक बहुत निकट के पार्षद हैं और वो बहुत प्रिय थे भगवान के। तो उनसे जब बातचीत हो रही थी तो उन्होंने देखा कि महाराज प्रताप रुद्र वास्तव में रामानंद राय से बहुत प्रेम करते थे। तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने यह रामानंद राय से कहा कि महाराज प्रताप रुद्र को अवश्य भगवान श्री कृष्ण की कृपा प्राप्त होगी, क्योंकि वो आप जैसे एक शुद्ध भक्त से प्रेम करता है। और एक बार इस तरह से चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने अपना जो वस्त्र था वो महाराज प्रताप रुद्र के हवाले करवा दिया। महाराज प्रताप रुद्र बहुत खुश हो गए और ये वस्त्र को उन्होंने वस्त्र की पूजा करना आरंभ किया। जैसे पद्म पुराण में शिव जी बताते हैं कि जो भगवान विष्णु की आराधना है वो सबसे ऊंची है, पर श्री विष्णु की आराधना के ऊपर भी, इससे परे भी, भगवान विष्णु से जो भी संबंधित चीज़ें हैं उनकी सेवा करना, उनकी आराधना करना और भी ऊंची बताई गई है। जैसे कि सद्गुरु हैं या वैष्णव हैं या जो भी भगवान के वस्त्र हैं इत्यादि। तो इस तरह से महाराज प्रताप रुद्र ये वस्त्र की पूजा करने लगे और रामानंद राय ने एक बार महाराज प्रताप रुद्र के जो छोटे पुत्र थे उनको चैतन्य महाप्रभु के पास ले आए और उनका वर्ण जो है वो काला सा था और वो इस तरह से स्वर्ण रंग के जो कपड़े पहने हुए थे। और जब वो चैतन्य महाप्रभु के सामने आए तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु को तुरंत श्री कृष्ण की याद आ गई, तो तुरंत उन्होंने उसका आलिंगन कर लिया, अपने गले लगा लिया उस बच्चे को और तुरंत ही वो बच्चे के हृदय में श्री कृष्ण के प्रति शुद्ध भक्ति जागृत हो गई। तो ये महाराज प्रताप रुद्र को पता चला तो उन्हें बहुत खुशी हो गई। और एक बार की बात है कि जब रथ यात्रा के पहले रथ निकलने वाले थे अपनी यात्रा पे, तो महाराज प्रताप रुद्र ने एक झाड़ू लेकर वो सारे रास्ते को सफाई किया, जिस तरह से एक मामूली जो झाड़ू लगाने वाले आदमी हैं। और ये नम्रता को और भक्ति को देखकर चैतन्य महाप्रभु बहुत खुश हो गए और उनको अपनी कृपा दे दी। और एक बार ऐसे हुआ कि रथ यात्रा के समय कीर्तन पार्टी का आयोजन किया जाता था, 7 पार्टियां बनाई जाती थी और हर एक पार्टी में एक व्यक्ति जो है नृत्य करते थे सामने और एक व्यक्ति जो है गीत कीर्तन करते थे। तो उस समय चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऐसे सुंदर नृत्य करते थे कि ये बताया जाता है कि ब्रह्मांड में इससे सुंदर दर्शन कोई नहीं है। तो ये दृश्य देखकर सब लोग चकाचौंध रह गए, ऐसे देखते थे। और उस समय श्रीवास आचार्य जो है वो महाराज प्रताप रुद्र के बिल्कुल सामने खड़े हुए थे, मग्न थे इस दृश्य को देखते हुए। और महाराज प्रताप रुद्र के जो सेवक थे हरिचंदन, उन्होंने हल्के से प्रयास किया कि श्रीवास ठाकुर को महाराज प्रताप रुद्र के सामने से हटा दें, पर श्रीवास ठाकुर तो अपने ही भक्ति भाव में कोई बाहरी चीज़ को ध्यान नहीं दे रहे थे। तो जब और जोर से हरिचंदन ने उनको धक्का लगा दिया तो दिव्य भाव में आकर श्रीवास ठाकुर ने उनको कस के थप्पड़ मार दिया। तो ये सुनकर हरिचंदन बहुत क्रोधित हो गए, लेकिन महाराज प्रताप रुद्र ने उनको रोका और बताया कि वैष्णव की कृपा जब प्राप्त होती है तो इससे बहुत वास्तव में हमें खुशी होनी चाहिए, बल्कि हमें क्रोधित नहीं होना चाहिए। तो महाराज बता रहे थे कि किस तरह से वैष्णवों की कृपा अलग अलग तरह से प्राप्त होती है, तो चाहे वो उनके उनको उनका डांट हो या उनका प्रेम हो, वास्तव में सब वैष्णव की कृपा है। तो फिर एक बार ऐसे हुआ कि रथ यात्रा के समय जब रथ एक जगह रुकता था, आज भी रुकता है वहाँ, और वहाँ पे सारे जो भक्त हैं वो आकर अपने फूल भोग इत्यादि अर्पण करते हैं और कई घंटों तक रथ रुक जाता है। उस समय चैतन्य महाप्रभु निकट में जो एक उद्यान था, बगीचा था, वहाँ जाकर विश्राम कर रहे थे। तो नित्यानंद प्रभु और बाकी जो भक्त थे उन्होंने महाराज प्रताप रुद्र से कहा कि यही मौका है कि आप जाके चैतन्य महाप्रभु की कृपा प्राप्त करो, आप उनके पांव मसाज करना, और ये जो गोपी गीत है श्रीमद् भागवत के 31वें अध्याय के जो श्लोक हैं वो मीठे मधुर स्वर में आप गाना उनके लिए। तो महाराज प्रताप रुद्र अपने वेश को बदलकर उन्होंने एक साधारण वैष्णव भक्त के वेश धारण किए और चैतन्य महाप्रभु के पास आए और बहुत ही मीठे स्वरों में वो ये श्लोक गाने लगे। तो इस तरह से चैतन्य महाप्रभु बहुत खुश हो गए और कृष्ण भक्ति के भाव में आकर उन्होंने महाराज प्रताप रुद्र को अपने से गले अपने गले लगा लिया और कहा कि क्योंकि तुमने मुझे श्री कृष्ण के बारे में याद दिलाया है, इसलिए तुम्हें अवश्य मैं भगवान की कृपा प्राप्त हो गई है, और उन्होंने उनका जो ऐश्वर्य है उनको प्रदर्शित कराया। तो इसलिए ये बताया जाता है कि सबसे परम कल्याणकारी चीज़ यही है कि हम दूसरों को श्री कृष्ण के बारे में याद दिला दें। तो इस तरह से महाराज प्रताप रुद्र की महिमा का वर्णन कर रहे थे और कहते थे कि सबसे अच्छी चीज़, सबसे सरल चीज़, जो सरल बात है जिससे कि हम लोगों को भगवान का याद दिला सकते हैं वो है भगवान का नाम, क्योंकि भगवान में और भगवान के नाम में कोई अंतर नहीं है। इसलिए जब हम हरे कृष्ण मंत्र दूसरों तक पहुंचाते हैं, उनको सुनाते हैं, तो हमें जानना चाहिए कि ये सबसे परम कल्याणकारी चीज़ है। हरे कृष्ण।
After this beautiful pastime of fulfilling all of the desires of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, wonderful prasad, Jagannath prasad, was brought into this garden. Maharaj Pratap Rudra sent prasad, and so many devotees were bringing prasad. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began to serve. He had devotees sitting, all of his associates sitting in straight lines, and with his own hands he was serving them. Swarup Damodar Goswami told Lord Gaurasundar that no one will eat until after you eat, so you please sit and we will serve. So as Lord Chaitanya was sitting along with his guru's godbrothers, he would never take prasad before them, because he considered his guru's godbrothers to be as worshipable as his guru. So he took prasad with them, and he was directing the servers so that everyone was being very much filled up with Jagannath's prasad. And after they completed, there was enough prasad brought for thousands and thousands of people. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called to feed everyone. So following the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda, the personal servant of the Lord, called for all the poor beggars who were very unhappy due to their poverty, and he fed them sumptuously. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains the beautiful sloka. Kangalera bhojanaranga deke gorahari Hari bola balitari upadeshakori. Observing the beggars eating prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, Haribo! And instructed them to chant the holy name. Hari bola balikangal preme basayai, Echana aduta lila kori gorarai. As soon as the beggars began to chant the holy name, Hariya! 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 They were immediately absorbed in an ecstatic love of Godhead. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed wonderful pastimes. So, we are all beggars. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, today, he will feed us all nice prasad. And he will induce all of us to become absorbed in ecstatic love of God by chanting.